أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا. This is the second surah of the Para'am, the surah An-Nazi'at of the first surah, surah Naba. Allah Ta'ala is in all the surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif. The surah also is a surah revealed in Makkah Sharif, and it deals more with the akhirat, with the preparation and accepting the reality of the akhirat. As in the previous surah also, Allah explained the reality of the day of Qiyamah, and that definitely it is going to come. So, and then Allah Ta'ala explained the conditions of the believers, non-believers there, what they will get. Yeah, also Allah Ta'ala, as many places it is common, Allah Ta'ala takes five qasams in order to explain the reality of the day of Qiyamah. One thing the people of Makkah just could not accept, that how can the day of Qiyamah, how is their life after death? They used to bring bones in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of dead people. They say, these bones which have been now sold, there is nothing left in them. How can they come back to life? But this is al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. A person judges others according to himself. Allah's qudrat is way, we cannot imagine the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and how easy it is for Allah to accomplish and do anything. Allah's qudrat is way above everything. Also in this surah, Allah Ta'ala brings the reality of believing in Allah by narrating the instance of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, which is a historical fact, and which the people of Makkah also accepted as a historical fact, that how one Nabi, and he also used to stutter, etc. He was accused of murder also. After all this, how Allah Ta'ala made him successful and drowned the people of Fir'aun. So all these facts Allah Ta'ala has presented them very, very clearly. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَ قَسَمْ هِي قَسَيْتْ لَعْنِ وَعَدُوا كِي غُوْتِ لَگَا. Allah Ta'ala first takes qasam of the malaika, the angels, who will dive into the veins and into the all the blood flowing vessels of the body, and pull out very violently the ruh of the kuffar, and they die in a very, 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 very serious, very, very frightening and very, very terrible condition. The ruh is taken out, those that did not believe in the akhirah. So first of all, Allah Ta'ala takes that qasam. Yeah, also we should understand the outward condition of a person's death is not what is the actual reality. Many times we find about non-believers, they say that he died a peaceful death. If he did not die on Iman, it may look like a peaceful death. Just like we go to the Qabristans, especially previously, then we would find that in the white Qabristan, how clean it is kept and how meticulously it was kept. But that is not the reality what is carrying on under. That is something completely different. And there may be somebody buried somewhere in a jungle also, but he died with Iman. Nobody even knows about his qabr. Or that Qabristan is neglected terribly also. But inside what they are enjoying, that nobody knows also. So we should not judge things by the outside. So many times a believer also, he dies and it seems that he's dying in great difficulty. Sakarat, etc. looks very hard. But inside, he has got Iman, he's enjoying himself. And this point, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has made quite clear. We should not just look at the outside, but the reality of inside is something else. So anyway, these malaika, Allah takes qasam of theirs, who go into, dive into the body of the non-believers and extract their ruh in a very, very terrible way. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا or band chhora dene walon ki khol kar. And on the other hand, for the believers, the knot that is tied in order to take out the, for the ruh to come out, they open it very mildly. And in a very nice way they open it, and the ruh comes out in a very, very nice way. No matter outwardly how it might seem, but inwardly that ruh goes out, that person who dies on iman, his ruh goes out in a very nice way and without any difficulty whatsoever. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَا اور پیرنے والوں کی تیزی سے. And then they, when they return with the ruh to Allah Ta'ala, they, like a swimmer who is just moving one way, like that they are flying through the air, like a person swimming, carrying that ruh and taking it to Allah Ta'ala. If it is a good ruh, it is put in illiyin, and it gets all the enjoyments even while in the life of the qabr. The, all the enjoyments of illiyin and of jannah, they start enjoying from there already. And if it is a disbeliever, then he starts suffering from there already. And the life of the qabr is also not something easy. It's not a short time. It's extremely hard. The day of Qiyamah will also be difficult. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَى پھر آگے بھرنے والوں کی دور کر. And then these malaika, especially the malaika who take out the ruh, the soul of a pious person, they really rush to present it to Allah Ta'ala. And they race with one another in order to go and present that ruh to Allah Ta'ala. Just like somebody wants to bring good news, everyone wants to be the one who is giving that good news. He wants to be the first to give that good news. Things have changed, of course. Today, if there is bad news, that everyone is eager to give. In the previous times, bad news, people would not want to be part of it at all. But today is a time, any bad news, everyone wants to be the first one to give that bad news. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَى پھر کام بنانے والوں کی حکم سے. And then Allah takes qasam of those malaika who are doing all the work of Allah Ta'ala, and they are doing it by the order of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we call the takwini umur, those things in which a person has got no choice. Not a person, but the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Like the sun hasn't got any choice of its own. 100% it has to do what it has to do. Water, air, etc., the stars, the moon, the sun, all these things have got no choice. Allah gave us the shari'i umur of sharia, and then Allah gave us a choice. You do it or you don't do it. Consequences, you'll have to suffer. But Allah gave us a choice, man and jinn. Other things have got no choice. They just have to do what Allah has said. So Allah Ta'ala has appointed malaika on them also, and they do exactly as the command of Allah Ta'ala. So all this, these are the five qasams Allah Ta'ala has taken, and then the reason for taking the qasam is that the day of Qiyamah will come with all its severity, with its terrible, terrible ways. The day of Qiyamah will definitely come. And the Muslims, the true believers, and how pious and righteous a person is, he will be saved greatly from death. But there will be something they also will have to face on that day. Whereas the sinful will go through very, very difficult and very, very hard times, and unbelievable difficult, as explained here, how it will be on the day of Qiyamah, how it will be in the qabr. May Allah let us prepare for the akhirat, and Allah has made it so easy. Allah has opened the door, left open the door of tawbah and istighfar. Correct oneself. It is a matter of introspect. Look into ourselves, where our faults lie, and prepare for the akhirah. And Allah has still given us a chance. Wa akhiru dawah.